The prayer, maybe we can talk about Passover.
Okay. Yes, Passover is... first of all, Passover is going to be the 30th day of the March, and actually, in a way, you cannot exactly say what day it is. Usually the night of the Passover is the full moon. That's what really what the Bible means, you know. The first moon starts at the beginning of the year and count 14 days, and that is going to be Passover. So if you just count the 14 days, it's going to be 30th. But the true Passover, we have to know exactly when the full moon is going to be. So probably the full moon is going to be a little different here in Albuquerque than in France, in your area. So it might change a little bit. So so rather is correct that it's not that easy completely, you know, exactly know when you know Passover starts. But the night that it's the full moon, that's when Passover starts. And that's what God meant, you know, both Passover and the Feast of Tabernacle start at the night of the full moon. So both of them are a little hard to calculate. So still, Rada did a good job to the calendar, and they appreciate what she did. And she did a good job.
She had asked if she needs to redo it. I didn't think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you probably tell her then she can come in today, and she doesn't need to do it. No, it's just there are a couple of people really following you there now anyway. Mm-hmm. And it's a big crowd, just still we could just make an announcement, everybody would know that it's 30th, it's one day, you know, hop over, and that's all there is into it. It's a small little thing that you don't want to make a mold, heal out of the mold or anything like that. So, do you have any specific question about Passover, Shwara?
Yes, to show to God we are His children, we can put the good sign outside, isn't it?
Yes, yes, God, when the first Passover started, God said, put the blood of the an unblemished lamb on your outside door. And the unblemished lamb, of course, we know that it was a symbol of Christ, and Christ came and was crucified. And that was the whole base of the Old Testament, of the coming of the Messiah, as the Lamb of God, and the unblemished, faultless Messiah who came, and they, you know, crucified him, and that was the end of the shedding of blood of the Lamb. And then we see after Christ was crucified, suddenly even those rituals, everything went down, and even the Jewish people didn't follow them anymore. And after 34 years, there was no such a thing anymore. So we can see the coming of Christ really finished with the lamb and killing of lamb and using the blood as the sign of being his children. And the sign of being his children in the time of the Christ was the cross. Like the people following cross, that was the sign that they are the children of God. And the sign in time of Prophet Muhammad was the moon and the star, that what do you call them?
The crescent moon.
Crescent moon and the star in it. Mm-hmm. So those people who believe in Prophet Muhammad and believe in that thing, they were children of God. And then of course came the nine star of the Baha'is and on and on. Now, of course, most of those religions, they were in the ultimate. All of them had their own ideas and all separate teachings. And now we came back to the original thing that God wants for humanity to do. And Passover and this holy days of God are the only holy days that God has demanded humanity to keep for Allah. For one generation, two generations, one religion, two religions, forever. So you have to keep them forever. And there is no limit. It didn't finish when Christ came. It didn't finish when Prophet Muhammad came. It didn't finish when Bob came. They didn't finish the forever. They were just a part of a teaching and a part of his plan. Now we are going to original teaching, original command of keeping these holy days, and one of the holy days is Passover. It's a day, the 14 days after the first of the year. The first 7 days is the first seal. We meditate, we have general forces, we think, we try to spiritually become closer to God. The second week is we try to be close to the community, create community feelings and environment. And the third seal is the time of Christ, right? And exactly it's in third time that we keep the Passover. We pass over the third chakra to the fourth chakra, and we come to the spiritual center of humanity. What's the lower nature? First, second, and third. The first is survival needs, that the solid factor is related to, and as your solid factor come, outpost. When we do the bathroom, it's a solid factor. The second is the recreation, procreation, and recreation. And that is when they're related to the liquid factor. When we go to the bathroom, the liquid factor comes. The third part is the power and domineering and dominating and the food. Food needs to be digested. Well, how do we make the food more digestible? We cook it, put in the fire. Actually, a lot of heat is in our navel area. And it's that heat, that's why that our stomach is, that it heats up the food and digests it. So these three parts are related to worldly thing, to the lower nature, to human lower nature that we relate to. And it has a lot of tendencies. The first chakra is survival, fear, attachments, desires, and attachments and survival needs, thing that make us survive. Second is desire, passion, that related to the procreation. The third is, political power and domination, and how we can dominate and make other people, to do what they want. And but in fourth chakra is the unconditional love. So it's important it is. The third period is very important. That's what teaching of Christ is so sharp. It's so wonderfully cuts right through the matter, and he has a mouth with a two-edged sword when he gives a teaching. It just cuts through you. Okay. And it's very, a lot of people love Christ because his teaching is so wonderful. It just destroy the lower nature and takes you to the higher self. And then, so that's why exactly the Passover is also, it's a third chapter of it. It's coming, overcoming the lower nature and going to your higher self. And so in the night of the Passover is the 14th day after the first moon, which is usually, as I said, it's going to be the full moon. We start getting out of our lower nature. And what makes us to fall into our lower nature? Sin makes to us to fall. When we lie, what happens? We lie to cover the first lie. And then we lie again to cover the first and the second and the third and the fourth. After all, lying is not that bad anyway. Then we adultery or fornication, probably the first time is very bad. It feels terrible. Okay? Especially if you're spiritual, we feel it's not a very good thing to do. But the third time, the fourth time, the fifth time, some people have become even their profession to fornicate or adults, and they become prostitute. It loses its in sensitization, that's what I've talked about many times. These actions desensitize people. So the society says it's okay. After a while, what? It's okay. It's everybody does it. The kid says everybody lies, everybody swears, everybody does it. So it's okay. I do it too. It's not okay. God said don't do it. I don't care if the rest of the universe does. God said don't do it, and I don't, because that's what God said to do. Okay. That's why we can see in a Passover we remember how God saved the children of Israel. Okay. Children of Israel are the children of light. It's not a race, it's not a religion, it's not one people, whoever follows the eternal divine path and follows the 15th commandment and follows God's words. They are the children of God. If those who don't follow, they've done that. So that's why we have to make God to realize or to confirm our oneness with Him and our desire to be His children of light. So we are the new Israelites, the children of light. So in that night, we remember how He saved them. Okay. They are, as a people, are not a race, because they were later born in what? As the follower of Christ. They later were born as the follower of Prophet Muhammad. They are the chosen people. They have always been. They have, as the Bible said, they have been chosen from the foundation of the creation. Okay. And that's true, in a sense, because but every time the creation finishes, the next creation starts. Who starts to become the new teachers for the new creation? From the foundation of that new creation, these people who have reached the pure consciousness in the previous creations are what? Are the children of light, children of Israel. So they will come. And they, how do you know them? You know them by their fruits. Okay. They give great fruits. Okay. They give, you know, they are connected, they understand this teaching, they love this teaching, they preach this teaching, and they give fruits, and they say, wow, they are the children of God, they are connected to God. So that's why this night we remember that great epic of, you know, how the children of Israel were saved from the tyrant that had all the powers. He had all the army, all, you know, all the chariots, all the arrows and the spears and political power and money, everything. But did the children of Israel have all that? No, they were completely, you know, helpless and a minority in the ocean of the majority of Egyptian. And they were, actually most of them were against what Moses was doing. And they were saying, you're destroying us, you know, we had a better life before you came, and we we were doing just fine. Egyptians were, you know, at this feeding us and all that. But Moses had to push them and pull them and take them away from that thing. And even some of them, even they didn't listen to him and brought the jewelry with them and gold and all that, because they were attached to those things and they thought that's going to save them. But we see that it did not save them later on. So that in that night, we remember how we overcome the first three chakras, and it's in that week we put yeast and what will make the bread leaven or rise out of the house. What is that to symbolize? It symbolize of the sin. But as we said, when you lie first, you have to lie again and lie again, you become a liar after all. It just accumulates itself. Okay. When you do whatever God says, don't do it, if you do it, you know, it just accumulates. After a while, you don't feel God anymore, and you say, what happened? I used to feel God, it's not there because it's accumulated, and you become disconnected, and you know, you start blaming people, or me, or the mission, or the teaching, or God for your problem, but it has nothing to do with us. We have yourself. That's why, you know, it's important to know thyself is to know God. I can just point a way, but you have to want it. You have to know. It doesn't say, I will make you know yourself. It says, know thyself. You do it. Okay. I don't. It never says, I will do it for you. Does anywhere in that sentence say, I will make you know yourself? Well, maybe I can show you, you know, a couple of things to help you out, but you have to do it. And a person who doesn't know himself or self has a long, long way to go to God, okay? Because, you know, you will do things that, you know, it seems okay, but it's not okay, because you don't know yourself. You do not have overcome a lower nature, and you do things that that shows that you don't know yourself. And one of the things is control, and being able to, you know, to control your desires and lower nature. So, in that night we come together, those who are in the mission, or those who are anywhere they are, they gather together, they have dinner with one another, and read the Passover satsang, and they remember the teaching how the Israelites left the place and were saved, but at the same time how they resisted Moses. Okay. He brings him to the Red Sea, or Red Sea, whatever it was, and the Egyptians come after him. They start saying, you need to ask, let's just surrender to them, you know, let's just forget about what we want to do, and then he opens the Red Sea, or Red Sea opens, and he goes there across the cross. They were happy, but half an hour later, they start again complaining, where is food, what are we going to drink, what are we going to eat? He just opened the Red Sea, and Red Sea for you, and it's just sudden miracles. Let's say again, it shows the miracles does not make a believer. You have to have it in your heart. And you have to you know, be chosen really to see this thing. But there are the chosen people out there, they like to hear these words. We haven't reached them yet. We haven't been able to get the mission in a place that we can present this wonderful teaching to them and see the unification of the humanity and the religions. So we have to do that. That is our job. That is what they have to work on. Now forget about the, you know, small little thing in the daily life. That, you know, it's okay. Take care of them and forget them. Don't let them bring you down and drag you down. But be one pointed toward the mission and work toward that goal. So we can see Passover, it's a symbol of overcoming the lower nature and going to the higher nature. In that week, we put the sin out, the leavened bread. We don't eat leavened bread because it's raisin, it's like a sin. And then we do it, it accumulates itself. And then we meditate more, we concentrate in the higher self. And in this week, eventually after the week is finished, we are going to be in the fourth chakra, like, you know, in the higher self. We have overcome that tendency of lower nature. We are truly the children of God. And that night, instead of putting the blood of lamb on doors, we hang the great sign. So the Spirit of God walk around in the street and say, look at that, that door has the great sign. They are my children. He blesses them for the year. And that also, that is a kind of a cleansing also for that week of the community. Community become blessed and graced in that week for the rest of the year. And that's one of the things also we do in the night of the Passover. We thank God for all his blessing and thanks him and you know, ask him to bless the community and our house and whoever is in it for that year. So good things come to the community, then we might at the end of the year become a better community, stronger community, one community together. And so that is kind of a cleansing week at the same time for the whole community. So it has wonderful things in them. And do you have any specific question, anybody? Or Ishwara? Is that in here too? Just got in?
She heard some of it.
Okay. Is it open or is that taken
down?
Am I talking?
No.
Okay, open the channel. Okay, hello Radha, how are you doing? How was your 2 weeks? Did you have a good 2 weeks, or any problem, or any good things happen, any new things happen that you want to share? By the way, we're talking about the Passover, and we're talking about the time of it, which is the 30th of this month. And I was explaining that really it is not the counting of the 14 days after the first day, but it's the first day is the first moon, and the Passover is in the full moon. Usually it's 14 days, but sometimes 13. So it's not very easy to know exactly what time it is. So how are you doing? You go ahead, Amari, I'll stop talking.
Salam to all of you. I am well. I had 2 very busy weeks at work, but now it's all right, I think, and I will have a small holiday for the feast of Easter. No, not Easter. Easter.
Okay, that's good to hear. That eventually you get over the hump of 2 weeks of the hard work. So, like, if you are a good worker, you hard work very hard, and other people have to take the slack of the lazy people that they don't want to put as much effort into things. We have here the same situation with Saraji in her work. She's a very good worker, so she takes to work long hours sometimes. And, but we let her rest once in a while. Okay, does anybody has any specific question about the Sabbath or any other question?
If I understand well, during the Passover, God killed the first son of the Egyptians. It seems to be a bit hard.
Yeah, with in the time that we live in, it sounds pretty hard because they have, you know, it's a kind of we have become too soft sometimes in this thing, and also sometimes we do not understand, you know, what is was happening, and God was trying to show that the children of Israel have to get out of Egypt. They have to get out of the lower nature. Egypt was full of, you know, wealth and full of ungodly, you know, work in them. Well, not ungodly, but it's used for the selfish.